Hey, greetings, everybody. This is Brother James, DontPerish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, today I want to come to you with a topic. It's timely. It's that time of year for the unbiblical, pagan-keeping, false Roman Catholic evangelicals, anyone else that holds to the Good Friday, Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday holiday. I want to cover this topic. What day did Jesus die? And my challenge to any man. Yeah, that's the title of this. What day did Jesus die? My challenge to any man. The challenge will be at the end of this audio. So most people today believe in the lie of the Good Friday, Easter Sunday resurrection. But the Bible clearly shows otherwise. The fact of the matter is, both of these holidays, Good Friday and Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, are Roman Catholic inventions of the Middle Ages. Sadly, most of the heretical evangelicals, all of them that I know, kept these pagan false holidays going when Martin Luther broke from the Roman Catholics. And these are things that God hates. God hates every false way. Psalm 119, 104, through thy precepts I get understanding, wherefore I hate every false way. So we, like God, hate false ways. Love the people, hate the false ways. Now, I hope you'll listen to this all the way to the end, and you'll see my challenge for any man at the end of this audio. So listen up. It's a loving challenge. Now, you may ask, well, why does all this matter? Jesus died. He rose again. We agree on that. Why does it matter? Well, it matters for these reasons. Number one, to keep false man-made traditions makes your worship in vain. Go read Mark 7. Jesus himself said it. He called them out for the washing of pots and cups. You think he'd call him out for pagan Roman Catholic lies that make him a liar? We'll get to that. It makes Jesus a liar. Number two, it makes Jesus a liar because he lied about 3 days and three nights that he would be in the grave. If he's not in the grave 3 days and three nights as Jonah was in the belly of the fish, 3 days and three nights, he's a liar. He can't be prophet. He can't be the perfect Messiah. You are a most hopeless person. If he lied. Yeah. Ponder that. And number three, we who seek after God must be in spirit and truth per Jesus in John 4:24, not walking around believing a bunch of lies. So this does matter. Truth is on the line. Ephesians 5:9, one of the fruits of the Spirit is righteousness, goodness, and truth. If you have the Spirit of God in you, you want truth. Now, I've had for years a detailed article on Good Friday. Go to DontPerish.com, look on the teaching blog, look up the Good Friday article. It goes through things in that article in detail. Here, I'm going to bullet point for you the three main options for the death of Jesus, and we're going to go through them quickly, right? Let's start. A Friday crucifixion. Yeah, that's what most Roman Catholics and heretical evangelicals believe, but it makes Jesus out to be a liar. Why? Matthew 12:40, for as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Whale, fish, whatever you want to say there. He said 3 days and three nights. Jesus said there's 12 hours in a day. We know there's 12 hours in a night, right? This means Jesus must be in the grave 72 hours, or he's a liar and he can't be Messiah and the Lamb of God. Go do the math. Friday evening to Sunday morning, it's a lie. You can't even get close to 72 hours. And even if you try to reckon partial days, like some people have tried to say, that still makes Jesus a liar. You can't get there 3 days and three nights. Friday crucifixion does not work. And then a Sunday AM resurrection. It does not work. This is confusion and lies, and most people miss this fact. There's two Sabbaths involved in that week of Jesus' life. We'll get to that. There's two Sabbaths involved, and I'm going to prove it from Scripture. You know, they say that he was taken down before the Sabbath. Everyone thinks that's Friday. No, I'm going to show you that's not true, and we're going to meet the 3 days and three nights perfectly. All right? Now, some have claimed a Thursday death. Some evangelicals, other aberrant groups. This also fails Scripture. All right? Because no matter how you count it, you still can't get 72 hours, 3 days, and three nights. All right? And we're told in Scripture that there was a high Sabbath. John 19:31. And the Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain on the cross on the Sabbath day, for the Sabbath day was a high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. You see, they didn't crucify and leave people on crosses on Sabbath days. Thursday was a high Sabbath day. So there's two reasons why it doesn't meet. It doesn't meet the 3 days and three nights. It doesn't meet that Jesus would have been on the cross on their Sabbath day. Keep reading, keep listening, and you're going to hear my proof of the two Sabbath days, right? So Friday doesn't work. Thursday doesn't work. I'm here to tell you and contend that Wednesday is the day that Jesus was crucified. He was killed Wednesday. He rose on Saturday. Go do your math. It's perfect. 3 days, three nights, 72 hours. Why did he rise on Saturday? Hebrews 4, 4 through 5. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on the wise, and God did rest on the seventh day from all his works, and in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Jesus Christ is our Sabbath rest. God instituted the Sabbath. Jesus said in Matthew 12, 8, for the Son of Man is even Lord of the Sabbath day. It's a beautiful thing if you think about it. God gives us this day of rest, then the Savior comes, and he resurrects on the day of rest so we could rest in him, our eternal rest. How beautiful. So Friday doesn't work. Thursday doesn't work. Wednesday is the only day that meets 72 hours perfectly. It meets that he is our rest. Okay. It also, let's get back to the two Sabbaths. There was two Sabbaths that week. All right. The high Sabbath, John talked about it in John 19:31. Now, these Sabbaths that fell on other days other than Saturdays were known throughout the Jewish calendar. They were God-ordained. And that Thursday was a high Sabbath. This makes sense. He was crucified on Wednesday. They took him down before the high Sabbath on Thursday. He was in the grave 3 days. He rose on Saturday. Now, want me to prove to you there was two Sabbath days that week? Don't go by what I say. Let's read it. Mark 16:1. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. So the Sabbath was past and they bought spices, right? Let's read again. Luke 23:55-56. And the women also, which came with him from Galilee, followed after and beheld the sepulchre and how his body was laid. And they returned and prepared spices and ointments and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. Did you catch that? They bought spices after the Sabbath, and then they prepared spices and rested on the Sabbath. Proof. There was two Sabbath days. Thursday was a high Sabbath. Saturday was the traditional Sabbath. Scripture proves it. History proves it. What more do you need? The Roman Catholic evangelical lies have been swallowed by so many people, hook, line, and sinker, over the ages. But, you know, we people who are born of God by his Spirit, we must be Acts 17 Bereans. We must rightly divide the word for truth. We don't hold a man's false ways. We hold to God's word. Amen? Especially the words of Jesus when you try to make him a liar and say he wasn't in the grave 3 days and three nights. So I just proved to you Friday doesn't work by the timeline. I just proved to you Thursday doesn't work by the timeline. I just proved to you Wednesday works perfectly by the timeline, and it fits the taking him down before the Thursday Sabbath that I just proved to you. There was two Sabbaths. So on to my loving challenge. I have a loving challenge for any man to email me and correct my teaching from God's word. I don't have any truth. This is all the God, all about God's word. To email me and prove that either Wednesday wasn't the day, Thursday was the day, or Friday was the day. I'd love to see that. Come defend your Friday or Thursday heresy and lies in Scripture. I don't want to hear your opinion in Scripture. I'll hear your case. Then I'm going to ask you questions. Don't Perish at Outlook.com. You can email me from all over the world. Don't Perish at Outlook.com. If I get any takers, this is going to be posted here on this teaching and on my website. So far, over the years I've been doing this, I've challenged many, many, many people, pastors, elders, modern pastors with double doctorate degrees, and lovingly said, come show me what I've got wrong in God's word about your Friday, Good Friday and Sunday resurrection compared to scripture, compared to Jesus' own words. And you know what? So far, not one person has taken the challenge. They all continue to keep their false ways to their demise. How about you? Can you take that challenge and email me? I love to learn. I love to test. Two last things. No evidence in scripture ever shows that saints went on and kept Good Friday or Easter Resurrection Sunday. Just like Christmas, there's nothing there. The biblical New Testament saints inspired by God didn't keep these false holidays. Hey, why are you keeping them today? Something to consider. Good Friday and Easter are revered by the world too. You know, even unbelievers partake in all this. And certainly the pagan Roman Catholics, many heretic evangelicals, many, many false faiths and denominations of the 40,000 there are. They love this holiday, these holidays. What does God's word say? Luke 16:15. And he said unto them, ye are which justify yourselves before men. Yeah, that's what people do with these holidays. But God knoweth your hearts, for that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Wow. So I just ask, clearly, what do you revere today? The word of God or Roman Catholic handed down evangelical heresy and lies? I've shown you the clear truth. It's not Friday, it doesn't fit. It's not Thursday, it doesn't fit. Wednesday fits perfectly. Answers the question about the two Sabbaths. Hey, I await your emails, men. Please refute my claim. Can you do it? I'd love to hear from you. In the words of Brother Paul, Galatians 4:16, am I therefore become your enemy? Because I tell you the truth. Hey, truth matters. I love you all. Check out don'tperish.com. Check out all my resources. Looking forward to those emails. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. May God be praised.